games. I know it's regular season, but I'm starting to feel the hype for this a little bit. Where's this rank?
It's another game. Division game. So obviously we both need it. But this is another game, man. We're not trying to make it bigger than what it is.
Is it hard, though, Bruce, to not make it bigger than what it is? Because it is a long time since the Raiders have been in this kind of a situation at this point in the season.
I'm used to it.
Yeah. Well, this is why you were brought here, too, though, as you said, to lead, not be a follower.
I mean, it's always good to be talked about in positive ways. It's been a long time since the Raiders has really been, been really highlighted like this during the season. But like I said, we're going to try to just keep it as normal as possible. Have a great week of practice. Make sure we're on our assignments, defense, make sure we communicate, over-communicate during the week. So we have no issues at home with the crowd noise and stuff like that. But other than that, man, we're just trying to have a good week of practice so it can translate to Sunday.
Derek Carr's name has been thrown into the MVP conversation, and you get to watch him do his thing from the sideline. Do you feel that's well-deserving, that he should be in that discussion?
It's a long time. We got a long season still. He's having a great year. He's leading us the way leaders are supposed to lead us, but it's week 8, week 9, and we have bigger goals than self goals. We're trying to make it to the playoffs, and I'm sure DC will tell you the same thing. It's bigger than us. It's about we, and I know it makes him feel good that his name is being discussed in the MVP race, but I'm sure he'll tell you that it's about the team. It's about us, about coming together and really seeing how far we can take this thing this year.
Does as disruptive as you've seen Khalil this year last week?
Hmm?
Was Khalil as disruptive as you've seen him last week?
He's been disruptive every week to me. You guys don't see the film that we see. The guy is a monster. He wrecks havoc every week, and he has to be accounted for. And he's three straight games. He's had a sack. So, I mean, it's that time of year where he's about to get it rolling. It's really exciting to see.
Are you pleased with the progress you've seen from the defense, especially the last couple of weeks?
Yes. Are you? When I heard 270, it was very pleasing. We've been averaging 400 and some yards a game, and last week was 270. So it just shows you that we got the guys that we need to compete and compete at a high level. And as long as guys do their assignment and we leave it out there on the field for each other, you see the results.
Imagine if you guys played with 11 guys out there every time, 12 or 10 or 9.
I just play football, man.